Coming Through the Gate, short story number 124 by Larry Vardaman. During the summer of 1972, Dr. Abraham Gagin, head of the Israeli cloud seeding program, was a visiting professor at Colorado State University while I was a graduate student there. Abe, a practicing Jew, and I, a young, enthusiastic, biblical literalist, became good friends during several of his visits to the U.S. and maintained contact for several years. We attended an atmospheric science department picnic in the July of 1972 and struck up a conversation about his experiences as a fighter pilot in the Israeli Defense Force during the 67 war against Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. He told me that the day before the war broke out, he was piloting a small aircraft seeding clouds north and south along the coast of Israel, and the next day was flying a jet fighter, bombing tanks, and eluding Egyptian aircraft in the same clouds. I wasn't knowledgeable about details of the war and didn't realize at the time the unique opportunity I had during that discussion to learn firsthand knowledge from a participant in the 67 Air War. I regret being uninformed about the significance of his role and not having taken the opportunity to interrogate him more fully. Unfortunately, Abe died several years later, and I had no further chance to reopen that conversation after I became more knowledgeable about the history of Israel in the end times. However, during that same conversation, Abe and I turned to another topic of even more interest. I was woefully ignorant of Judaism and a neophyte in eschatology, the study of the end times. I asked a question that I didn't realize at the time was at the heart of the difference between Judaism and Christianity. I asked, "Abe, do you think the Messiah will come through the Golden Gate on the east side of the city, of the old city?" He enthusiastically replied, "Yes, I do. My rabbi teaches that Messiah will miraculously enter the city through the eastern gate and rule and reign in Jerusalem. This is why the Muslims sealed up the gate and placed a cemetery just outside the wall to prevent him from entering. But it will be miraculous and he'll enter anyway." "That's what I believe," I said. "That's amazing. I didn't realize Judaism and Christianity had this in common." We continued to talk about this for several minutes as I grew more enthusiastic about our common beliefs. We had more in common than I thought. I had several Jewish friends, but we never talked religion. But then it hit me. I'd forgotten a critical difference in belief. "You believe the Messiah is to come, but you don't believe he's already come once before, do you?" I said. "Jesus, who Christians believe is the Messiah and came the first time to offer his life as a sacrifice for sin, believe he will come a second time to rule and reign. So you and I essentially believe the same about the Messiah coming through the Eastern Gate, but you don't believe Jesus is the Messiah as I do." "That's right," he said. "I don't believe Jesus was the Messiah." I wasn't prepared at that time to argue effectively that Jesus was the Messiah to my friend Abe. Since then, I've become much more knowledgeable about how the Old Testament shows that prophecy points to Jesus as the Messiah, and the New Testament shows that Jesus fulfilled those prophecies. Furthermore, Jesus claimed he was a Messiah and fulfilled all requirements of the Messiah. I've regretted for years I wasn't prepared and didn't make the effort to be a better witness. I anticipate not being awarded any crowns for witnessing to Abe and others I had a responsibility to speak to at the Bema Seat of Judgment, but fortunately my salvation is not in jeopardy. I still wish I had done better by my friends, however.